cheese, please. Yes, cheese, please, it's so fine. You wanna listen all the time. Snarf-tude and Daffodil spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf-tude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we wanna play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kinda sick.
Cheese Please in Color. Here are your hosts, Snarf-tude and Daffodil.
And welcome once again to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf-tude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Hey, bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week. I'm so excited. I never knew this guy could actually sing, but he was on Broadway.
Strangely enough.
But he's not famous for his Broadway work.
Strangely enough.
He spent 11 years on a television series about a Korean War that lasted 3. Strange?
But true.
Yeah. We'll tell you more shortly in our celebrity slip-up profile of a musical on Broadway from 1966. We're not going to tell you who we're talking about.
But you probably figured it out already, but that's another thing.
You may. A little later on the Limburger Lounge, oh boy. It's a medley of some country songs by Trilly Cole.
That's his name. That already sounds bad.
Trilly.
I thought it was going to be a girl, so there you go.
I don't remember.
Oh, it could be a girl. It could be a boy. We'll all be surprised together.
Exactly. But we're kind of starting off the show with Ben McPeak, who takes the classic rock out of a classic rock song shortly. Well, actually, just about now.
First.
We're going to hear the jogging song with Ben McPeak shortly. That was the one that was shortly, of course. But we're starting off with the unclassic rock Doobie song, Listening to the Music, on
Cheese Please.
So cheesy, it's almost unspeakable. That stuff sticks with you.
All things cheesy and music.
Cheese Please.
With Ben McPeak and the jogging song that really, I think, could fit into an episode of the Teletubbies.
here's what I'm going to say about that song.
What?
The whole time in the background, it sounds like apes going... Yeah, exactly.
I thought that was dogs.
No, I thought it was monkeys.
Well, either way, it just... I want to live in that little world of that song. It's so happy and... away from the craziness of the world we live in.
Yeah, you'd last 10 minutes.
Oh, why?
Because you have to listen to that song all the time.
Oh, that's part of it? And before that, we had Ben McPeak and Listen to the Music, the easy...
the stripped down version.
The easy listening slash unclassic rock version of the classic rock song by the Doobie Brothers. My name is Snarkton.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird, and this week we have...
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
Yeah, I know that sucked, but you know, get to the point across.
It does.
We're focusing on... Alan Alda. He spent 11 years on the television series MASH from 1972 to 1983. That still holds the record as the most watched television broadcast of all time. The end episode, the final episode, Goodbye, Farewell, and Amen. That was a big, big television series in the 70s and 80s. But before that... he did Broadway.
In 1966.
Yes, and he did a... well, it was The Apple Tree, was it not?
It's called The Apple Tree. It's like three different plays. It's
okay.
It's like each chapter, or I don't know what they call them these days.
Yes.
But each one is a different story. One's based on Mark Twain's The Diaries of Adam and Eve. One's based on Frank R. Stockton's The Lady or the Tiger. And the third was based on Jules Feiffer's Passionella.
Okay.
Originally, they wanted to call it Come Back, Go Away, I Love You.
Okay.
However, here's the funny fact. Alda wasn't the first choice.
Really?
Do you know who the first choice was to play the lead?
William
Dustin Hoffman.
Really?
Yeah, you were going to say William Shatner, weren't you?
Well, why not?
No, Dustin Hoffman. He was the first pick, but the problem was he couldn't sing.
Well, no. I don't think he ever sang in any of his movies.
So the role went to Alan Alda. However, since Mike Nichols was the director,
right,
he was very impressed with Hoffman's audition. So guess what role he gave him in 1967?
Oh, yeah.
The lead in The Graduate.
Yeah, The Graduate.
So, here's the thing. If Hoffman could have sang, Alan Alda might have been doing The Graduate.
Oh, boy. Mrs. Robinson and all that stuff. If you don't know what The Graduate is, Google it. You'll find out.
It's really interesting.
It is a classic movie of the late 1960s.
All right, what two songs are we playing?
But back to Alan Alda, who I thought couldn't sing.
Surprise, surprise.
We're going to play Alan Alda and Barbara Harris shortly with Ooh, Forbidden Love.
Yes, that one's from The Lady or the Tiger.
But I think Alan is on LSD when he sings this song called Beautiful, Beautiful World.
And that one's from The Diary of Adam and Eve, right here on Cheese, Please.
I see animals and birds and flowers, every color, every shape and size, moss and pebbles and a host of wonders, gleaming everywhere I aim my eyes. So if ever I'm attacked by boredom, I'll just open up my eyes and see this diversified, curious, fascinating, bountiful, beautiful, beautiful world. I hear chattering and I hear chirping, whistling, murmuring, and honks and snorts. If I simply take the time to listen, I hear music of a thousand sorts. So if ever I would rest my eyes, my ears could easily describe to me this diversified, curious, fascinating, bountiful, beautiful, beautiful world. World, thank you very much for all I see, hear, taste, and touch, plus every whiff I sniff. Still, it's possible the day may come when momentarily the world wears thin. If I'm weary of the world outside me, I can always take a good look in. For along with every cloud and cobweb, I'm emphatically a member of this diversified, curious, fascinating, bountiful, beautiful, beautiful world I love.
Bringing you your weekly fix of fun, foolishness, and long forgotten cheese.
Cheese.
Barbara.
Sanja.
Sanja. Barbara.
Do you love me?
Forever.
Did you miss me?
Did I ever? When battle had all but drained me, one vision alone sustained me. The thought of you and our forbidden love.
Whenever my days were harried and father would say, get married, I thought of you and our forbidden love.
So kiss me, come kiss me, for who knows when we may kiss like this.
Someone's coming.
Barbara, this is torture.
I know.
Let's run away.
Where?
I have this cousin who served with Julius Caesar, and he told me about a place called Gaul.
What?
Gaul.
They tell me it's divided in three parts. We'll pick the part that's closest to our heart. In Gaul, we'd live so simply. No more feathers and fuss. Just the children and us. In Gaul, we'd have a garden.
on the outskirts of town, and a house painted brown. No more stolen kisses,
no more stolen sighs,
stolen nights,
stolen days,
stolen bites,
swollen eyes.
In Gaul, we'd be so happy.
Oh, Sanja, my hawk,
Barbera, my dove, we'd be two ordinary people in love, in love, in gold.
It's impossible. You know as well as I, our place is here. My people need me,
and I have my career. Though this is our fate, we'll fight it. Our passion will thrive despite it. And though we're at odds with all the gods above, we'll keep well hidden our forbidden love.
Keith, please, with Alan Alda and Barbera Harris instead of Barbara.
No, she's actually Barbara Harris, but in that
Barbara
play, it's Barbera.
I've never heard of someone saying that to Barbara anymore. It's Barbera. Okay, fine, whatever. And Forbidden Love, you have some information on why it was such a forbidden love.
Yes, it was a forbidden love because she was a princess and he was the captain of the king's guard.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
Yeah, and it's the Lady and the Tiger, and at the end of the show, he might have gotten eaten by a tiger. We don't know.
I bet he couldn't afford the dowry for that.
No. Here's a couple of more quick bites.
Sure.
The show opened on October 18th, 1966.
Right.
And ran for 463 performances.
Wow.
Alda was eventually replaced by Hal Holbrook.
Really?
Yes.
He's famous for playing Mark Twain on Broadway and on television.
And strangely enough, Harris was eventually replaced by her standby, Phyllis Newman.
Phyllis Newman. I have no idea.
And then some other actresses, but that's the one that people know.
Ah, I see. As we wrap up our profile of The Apple Tree with Alan Alda, and who says cast albums are boring?
Some of them are. Depends on the show.
Not this one. My name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, and we're moving on to this.
And now for something completely different.
Hey, 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 we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
Some radio stations say they provide variety. No, they don't.
We provide...
No. The ultimate variety, the craziness, the cheese out there.
Only here.
It comes in various varieties. This one is Limburger, you might say. We got Trillicole.
Pretty stinky cheese.
Yes, Trillicole. And the medley of two songs, at least. Country Boy, made popular by Glen Campbell in the 1970s. Around the same time, B.J. Thomas had that long song, another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song. And he's going to do covers. Right here on
Cheese Please.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is once again time to be royally entertained. Directly live from the Captain's Table in Printer's Alley in Nashville, Tennessee, would you please make welcome the one and only, the charming, the delightful Miss Trillicole.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. Get that good country spirit. Well, up on the farm, I kinda lay back. Ain't much of no country girl to be can have. Early to rise, early inside. Thank God I'm a country girl. Well, the simple kind of life never did me no harm. I raised me a family working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy type charm. Thank God I'm a country girl. Well, I got me five and I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up and the cake's on the griddle, life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country girl. When the work's all done and the sun's set low, pull out the fiddle and rouse up the boat. Kids are asleep, so I keep a kind of love. so if they don't want to gain, but when they shoot, thank God I'm a country girl. Well, I got me five, got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up and the cake's on the griddle, I take nothing but a funny, funny griddle. Thank God I'm a country girl. Was one of them money hungry fools. Brother and my fiddle and my bomb and tools. Thank God I'm a country girl. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people think, oh, that's a mighty keen. Shouldn't let me tell you now exactly what I mean. Thank God I'm a country girl. Well, I got me a five and I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up and the kids on the griddle, life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country girl. He died and he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. She lived a good life, but the fiddle was pride. Thank God you're a country girl. Well, my daddy taught me young, hard, 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 widow. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. Taught me how to love, how to give just a little. Thank God I'm a country girl.
Here that is kind of like on the old melodramatic type of thing. It's not real dramatic, but it's mellow. I think you recognize it. It's lonely out tonight, and the feeling just got right for a brand new love song. Somebody done somebody wrong. So play, play for me a sad melody. So sad that it makes everybody cry. A real hurting song about love that's gone wrong. 'Cause I don't wanna cry all alone. I said, hey, won't you play? Feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. So play, play for me a sad melody. So sad that it makes everybody cry. While I miss my baby, hey, won't you play another somebody dead, somebody wrong song? And make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby.
Please. Eve with Truly Cool and her medley of some country popular songs of the mid-1970s, Somebody Done Somebody Wrong Song by Me, J. Thomas, and I mixed up my country boys.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Glenn Campbell's Country Boy, I Get My Feet in L.A. or something like that, but it was Thank God I'm a Country Boy she was covering.
Well, actually, she's saying Thank God I'm a Country Girl.
Well, yeah, but I got a phone call while the song was playing, and someone on my cellar phone, and they said, yeah, you're talking about the wrong one. So I had to correct myself.
Instant feedback.
What? That wasn't... You were calling on my cellar phone, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
So I got a caller. There we go, right? That was right, right?
Yeah.
Because that way you called me and talked on the phone, even though we're like 3 feet away from each other.
It's still fun.
Well, I got a call and someone corrected me and I thought I'd go on the air and say that. There we go. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And we're doing our usual thing every week that you like to listen to, I hope, and we like to do.
Yes, the things that make us happy.
Yes, and playing all this crazy stuff that gives you the ultimate cheese variety every week, every time you listen here.
Yes, and we're going to... Something wild's going to pop out, I'm quite sure.
Okay, stand back. This is for trained cheesophonic professionals. As I move back here in the van and press the button... I feel like I want to get evil. You know, like in Austin Powers or something?
Did you manage to pull it out?
Yes, I did.
What we got?
We got... Oh, wow, look at that. We got our old friends, the Modest Lads.
Oh, I love my little lads.
I thought I'd sneak it in here. I put it in the glove compartment. And, oh, that ruins the theater of the mind, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, this time I just put it in. Never mind any other times. Anyway, we're ending off with Birthday Suit.
Which is one of my faves.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Come back again. We will still be here and we'll be as cheesy as ever.
For tea, that's not a time for fancy fray. No, formal dress is expected, so your wardrobe should not be neglected.
I say, Your Majesty, you look a bit chilly today.
Cake and punch. We saw your clothes was out to lunch. Our knees and hands began to shake as we lit the candles for your cake.
Wait, now first we make a wish. All right, now open your eyes.
Birthday suit. When your lack of clothes is absolute, it's what you got on. When your clothes is gone, yeah, when what you wear leaves you completely bare, well, we don't mind if you leave your clothes behind.
Such are you, Villa.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of Da Wacky, Da Warped, and Da Weird, was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.